Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The long rebound taken by the Kings. And now they're not going to call. It's time. 5 seconds left. Fox. Fox fires it. It's blocked by Dyson Daniels. Saves it now to Trae Young, who got pushed off the floor. The game is over. The game is over, and the Hawks win. Dyson Daniels, the defensive player of the year in the NBA, just blocked the great De'Aaron Fox, and the Hawks win by a point.
Steve Holman on the call. Of course, the Hawks games, Atlanta, or 92.9 The Game is your home for Atlanta Hawks games. As the Hawks, you heard on the call, go on to beat the Kings 109-108 on Dyson Daniels' game-saving play there. And it was a night in which you saw Trae Young, just 7 points, but a monster game when it comes to dishing the ball out. He had 19 assists.
I just can't imagine. I can't imagine how excited previous me would have been hearing him say, defensive player of the year, the Atlanta Hawks. It just doesn't seem like two things that have belonged in the same sentence for the last decade. And yet here we are, talking about a guy in Dyson Daniels who just showed up. And really, I mean, let's be honest. Nobody, for the most part, paid that much attention to the Dyson Daniels part of this trade when you got rid of DeJounte Murray, and it was all about what you gave up for DeJounte Murray and what you got back in return. And Dyson Daniels just an afterthought, young guy, a lot of upside. But, man, I don't think Holman's that far off. This is a guy who has done so much defensively in such a short period of time. You add that to the length of Zach Risacher, and DeAndre Hunter, the combination there at the three, and everything else going on with this team. And I don't know what the Hawks are. I don't know what the future looks like for the Hawks, but it seems like to me, as they continue to get more healthy, that they're gonna make some noise here, in the mid parts of the season and through Christmas.
Yeah, like Dyson Daniels defensively. I mean, he's averaging almost 4 steals a game. That's pretty good. And 15 games in, he's just been phenomenal. I said it earlier. We're a franchise in the Hawks that predominantly comes out on the raw end of the deal when there's trades made. I mean, nationally, the perspective is that we lost the Luka trade. I don't necessarily agree with that. I've never said that. I think that both teams can win, but depending on what month and year you ask, you can say, yeah, we lost it. We lost it because last June we were all saying we lost it. And that's okay. It goes ups and down. But, you know, to me, the worst trade in NBA history, because I'm extremely close to it, was Dominique Wilkins in a year where you won, almost 60 games?
Right.
You trade him away for Danny freaking Manning, who left after that. You know, the DeJounte Murray trade, recent history, where you trade 3 first-round picks for a guy who comes here. You're in the play-in round both years he was here, and he was disgruntled. And you can argue about the disgruntled, but he literally told you he was disgruntled as soon as he went to New Orleans. And so I know he broke his hand in opening night. They've got nothing out of him so far. We've gotten a lot out of Dyson Daniels. But the bigger picture is that Trae is comfortable with his team and everything about it, because as Tiff pointed out earlier, in a night where he was 1-for-7 from the floor and scored 7 points, he dished it for 19 assists,
yeah,
and he still played like 36 minutes. And then you get DeAndre Hunter, who's now off the bench because of the addition of Risacher with the first overall pick. Boom. And, by the way,
Ding,
you got Bogey and Kobe Bufkin back. So yeah, for the first time, as you said earlier, all year, you feel like maybe you're getting healthy.
And it's funny how 24 hours can change them. I mean, we talked about them being on the second half of a back-to-back, and it's like the Hawks, it just seems like never play well in the second half of back-to-back. It's kind of like Braves on Sundays. The Hawks just never in the back-to-back play well. And yet they go out to the West Coast. They're able to knock this one off. I think they were 5-point underdogs at the beginning of the game against the Kings. I'm watching the game Sunday night doing the post-game for the Falcons, and I'm like going on this 5-minute rant about how bad the Falcons looked against the Broncos. And I look up, and the Hawks are inbounding a ball off somebody's head, in the Portland Trailblazers game. And it, you know, it hits the ground, somebody else dunks it, Trailblazers on a 25-2 run. I'm like, just couldn't get any worse. And yet the Hawks are able to pick it back up and get a big win and now move to 7-8. Like I said, I don't know what this team is, but, man, a lot better vibes right now than it would have been had you had 2 points less last night.
The defensive player of the year of the NBA.
Yeah, bring it to me. I love it, man. I love it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.